through जावे ये तो बिचौल दूर जाके ना through
الحمد لله رب العالمين صلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وقال سبحانه وتعالى أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم رواه الإمام أبو داود رحمه الله وأيضا رواه الإمام أحمد رحمه الله واللفظ لأبي داود رحمه الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, during the course of the week, we have seen multiple things that have happened. Obviously, we have already discussed in regards to the issue of Gaza and making sure that we do not trust non-Muslims, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted in the Quran, لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ This is something that we've discussed in the past weeks. Ceasefire happens and everyone comes into the northern part of Gaza or big groups come back and now they've got their hostages back and now they say you can start bombing Gaza again. You know, how can you trust those very individuals? But inshallah, what I'm going to speak to you about in regards to a few other aspects that will inshallah link to what we are speaking about. Number one, everyone knows here, and especially our young children who go to schools, they have exposure to these incidents much more than we do. So example, number one, we've got Halloween. Number one, we've got Halloween. Number two, the masala in regards to, or the issue in regards to the hurricane that came in Jamaica and the stance of the Muslims and what we should understand in regards to that. And then number three, we'd like to highlight the issue in regards to imitation of non-Muslims. and what is the border, and what is the line that we do not cross. So there's a few things, inshallah, that we'll like to discuss in the very, very limited time that we do have. Inshallah, by, I think, 10 past 12, we have to finish. Latest, inshallah, by quarter past, we will finish. But there's a few things, inshallah, that I would like to highlight to yourselves. So number one is the issue of Halloween. You know, you might ask a question, you know, mashallah, these young kids, okay, they will know, okay, what Halloween is, those boys and those girls who are going to schools, into colleges, and how they are encouraged to try and understand, or, you know, the custom of Halloween. So, you see, what is Halloween? How did it start? It started approximately 2,000 years ago. You have a group that was based around the areas of Ireland, around the areas of England, and then northern France. So these are the three areas where, especially it was the area of Ireland. You call this group the Celts. You call them the Celts. C-E-L-T-S. MashaAllah, that is English for you. It's like knife. MashaAllah, how you write something and then how you pronounce it. So English is a very, very poor language. MashaAllah, you know everyone's uncle in English. MashaAllah, in Arabic you have so many names. You know, I was discussing last week in Jumu'ah on Friday, in the Dars of the Quran, in the commentary of أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلَقَتْ. The Arabs have over 100 names for camels. Over 100 names for camels. Some have even mentioned up to 160 words for the camel itself. Like أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ. Then you got in the Quran, you got the word jamal. And then you got the word ba'ir. Then you got the word naqatun. Then you got the word nadihun. Then you got the word ishar. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. So there are so many words in the Arabic language. You know, when a camel becomes hamila, when it becomes pregnant, the she camel is called hiqqatun. So every camel has a different name. It's a very, very vast language. So 2,000 years ago, this was a group known, they were known as the Celts. What did these people, these people were farmers. So now for them, the harvest was very, very important. Their new year was the 1st of November. That was their new year. So that means the 31st of October was New Year's Eve. 31st of October. The 1st of November was classified as a new dark phase of the year. Why? Because that is now the beginning of winter. So this was more or less, you can say, the beginning of winter. And in the beginning of winter, now these people are farmers. So they are pheasants, they are farmers, they've got lack of food, they've got a time of harvest. And now the nights are becoming very, very long. And the days are becoming very, very short. So what they believed, this is a time when you got a barrier in between. You know these boys, inshallah, please, if you don't want to listen, if you can just go outside and talk outside, please. Inshallah, by all means you can talk, no problem. But you talk outside. Inshallah, please, you don't disturb the brothers who are here. Inshallah, what we will be speaking about is Quran and Hadith. And when you speak about Quran and Hadith, and you are talking over that, the Quran says in Surah Al-Hujurat, there is a fear you will lose your iman. When the Messenger of Allah's words are being mentioned, and you talk over that, and you don't have respect for that, there is a fear that you might lose your faith. So inshallah, please, no problem, you talk inshallah. You can go outside and you can talk. No problem, inshallah. Okay, so you are here, do not disturb anyone. You come to the masjid, you come to attain the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When person comes into the masjid, the angels say, when you start talking, the angels say, oh friend of Allah, be quiet. And then you carry on talking, the angels say again, friend of Allah, remain quiet. You carry on talking third time, they will say, friend of Allah, be quiet. And then if you carry on talking after that, they'll say, oh enemy of Allah, shut up. Be quiet. Now look at the angels as well. Their tone also completely changes as well. So inshallah, please, if you can bear that in mind, not only here, anywhere you go, in any masjid you go, inshallah, please maintain your silence whilst you are in the masjid. And my advice to you, mashallah, if you are true friends, then you should disperse. If you are true friends and you love one another, then one should be there, one should be there, one should be here. You should be separate. Why? When you come to the masjid, you come to speak to Allah. You come to have a conversation with Allah, not with your friends. So inshallah, please keep this in mind. Okay, for the sake of everyone, inshallah. So these people, the Celts, approximately 2,000 years ago, these people, they celebrated their new year on the 1st of November. So the New Year's Eve was the 31st of October. What they believed on the 31st of October, they believed there is a barrier that lifts between the dead and the living. So there's a barrier in between. And that barrier is lifted on the 31st of October. That barrier is lifted, that means now the dead come to visit the alive. And those who are alive, they can go into the realm of the next world. This is what they believed. So now, you will see, I'm sure you know, this 31st of October, they call it Samhain. S-A-M-H-I-H-A-I-N. They call it Samhain. But it's spelt, or they pronounce it, Sahwain. Sahwain. S-A-H-W-I-N. That's how they pronounce it. Again, mashallah, that's the English language for you. So now, on this day, they used to believe that the souls come back from the dead. The souls come back from the dead. Those people, those of our family members who were dead, okay, they will come back, and they will come, and they will either, you know, they will either trouble those people who are alive, or they will come and speak to you. But you know, they believe in all these kind of ghosts and witches. Okay, and then you got all the other things that they used to believe in. These were all corrupt beliefs of the people during that time. And this is, you are looking at somewhere around 2,000 years. So this was a group of the Celts. And then their new year was celebrated on the 1st of November. The 1st of November. Now, when the Romans came into the picture, they have many, many other customs. And I'm sure these were all pagans. The Celts, they were all mushrikeen. They were pagans. So now you need to know, and I need to know, all the customs that we have our children are educated with, especially in schools, be it Easter, be it Christmas, be it Halloween, has got absolutely nothing to do with Islam. It's got absolutely nothing to do with Islam. It is very, very deeply rooted into paganism. A lot of their customs have come from paganism, from shirk. So what they used to, from amongst the many, many beliefs that they used to have, is, you know, they would come back, and in order to appease those souls and those spirits that have come back to meet the living, now they, you know, they are going to scare you off. So what do you do? What do they do? They wear masks, and they wear costumes, and they also light a fire. And you know, when you light a fire, what happens? It will drive away the evil spirits. It will drive away everything else. So this is what they used to believe. Now, come along 43 AD. After Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, approximately 43 years after Isa alayhi salatu salam, the Romans overpowered and defeated the Celts. So now the Romans had their own customs, but they did not want to interfere with the custom of the Celts. So what do? They try to integrate, and they try to become one. They try to become one and the same. So they maintained Samhain or Samhain. They maintained that custom that was very prevalent amongst the Celts. That was maintained. But they used to have two other celebrations. You know, mashallah, I'm not too sure of the names of those celebrations. But one was on the 13th of May. The 13th of May, where they used to believe the dead souls come back and they speak to the dead. So they used to honor that day on the 13th of May. They used to honor that day. And then they used to have another festival amongst themselves as well. They had a goddess called Pomona. They had a goddess called Pomona. P-O-M-A-N-A. And that was known as a goddess of fruit and specifically apples. So you know what do you what so mashallah, you know, there were many customs that are brought into the Romans maintained whatever the Celts had, and thereafter they moved the Old Saints Day, you know, afterwards the Pope Benedict IV, you can have a look inshallah, and then subsequently Pope Gregory, they brought all their customs that were in May, they brought them in November. They brought it in November, and the 1st of November they called it All Martyrs Day, in which they used to celebrate all the people that have died and all the people that have, you know, they have become martyrs in battle. They used to remember them. The following day, the 2nd of November, they call it All Souls Day. All Souls Day. And then you have multiple other customs that go with it, i.e. you've got All Souls, you know, they call it Souls Cake. Souls Cake. So now the kids will come, they will come to your house, they will knock and they will tell you trick or treat. You know, and mashallah, that was also a custom amongst the mushrikeen, okay, whereby, okay, the young kids who used to come, they were very, very poor, they used to ask for food, and they used to be given the food, they used to be given pastries and cakes. So they over time, all these customs have become very, very prevalent in the world as well. Until, see, you might say, it was only restricted to England, Ireland, and then north of France. But how did it become a international phenomenon? How did it become so widespread? And eventually it became known as, it was in the English custom, it was known as All Hallows Eve and All Hallows Day. And that subsequently became Halloween. That became Halloween. Now, how did it become so prominent and so famous? See, it was only restricted to these three countries. You've got Ireland, you've got England, and then you've got north of France. In the mid-19th century, so around 1850s onwards, they had a severe famine. It's known as the Irish potato famine. Irish potato famine. And because of that, many, many hundreds of thousands of people, maybe in some cases even millions of people, migrated over the channel, and they went to, from Ireland, they went to America. They went to America, and then they, you know, on the 31st of October, they used to cause a lot of vandalism. There was a lot of vandalism. You know, in trick-or-treat, okay, they have vandalism, they cause havoc. Okay, they will go around, maybe breaking people's windows. Okay, they will break people's cars, and you name it. So there was a lot of havoc that was caused by those individuals. Now in America, the mayors of the cities, especially Maryland and other areas, they made sure that they used to ban it. You know, it was a public event, it was banned. So now they brought it into a restricted environment, and that was into the schools. So now they brought it into the schools, into home parties, okay, into other events, but they were in a very, very restricted area. But now when America comes on board, everything becomes big. You know, mashallah, you know, it's not only very satanic as well, okay, but it becomes bloated. And then because of the, you know, financial gain in Halloween, because of what they sell and everything, and then you got the pumpkin, and then you got the beetroot and everything else, and then you got the broomstick because of the witches. So you know it becomes financially very, very lucrative. Now the only way to sell is by way of advertisement. So when they advertise, it becomes very, very common, it becomes very, very well known. So now for me and you, what do we learn from the Western customs that we find, especially our children are exposed to Halloween, they are exposed to Easter, they're exposed to the time of Christmas is coming as well. For me and you, what are we told in Islam? Number one, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Ta'ala says, now this is one of the last surahs to be revealed in the entire Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah. It comes after Surah An-Nisa. So you got Surah Fatiha, and then Surah Baqarah, and then Surah Al-Imran, Surah An-Nisa, and then Surah Al-Ma'idah. One of the last ayats that was revealed in the entire Quran, not the last, one of the last ayats revealed in the Quran was Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atamamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. Today I have perfected your deen for you, and I am pleased with Islam to be your deen. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a perfect religion. We do not need to follow in the footsteps and the customs and the traditions of anyone else. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas is quoted, mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas says, they will never read your book. Why are you reading their book? They will never follow your way of life. Why are you following their way of life? The Quran says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow in the footsteps of shaitan. These are all pagan customs. Be it Christmas, say mashallah, you know those Celts. They used to see everyone dies around the time of October, late October, early November. Everything dies. Why? Because, you know, there's no leaves left on the trees. There's, you know, everything has become twigs. Okay, there's the branches are absolutely empty. The trees are absolutely dead. But they found one tree. They found one tree that is green. So that is known as the evergreen tree. So that is the tree they bring in home. They bring home during the time of Christmas. They call it the evergreen tree. Why? Because that is a living tree. So it will live and it will give us a life as well. That's why they choose the evergreen tree. Because everything else dies, this is the only tree that lives. And it remains green. From the bonfire they used to light, they used to collect the ashes. You know, when the fire used to be burnt out, they used to collect the ashes. And the ashes they used to bring home and incorporate into their fires. Why? Because now this is a very, you know, they used to classify it to be very noble. For me and you, we believe in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a perfect religion. We do not need to go into the ways of the West. Number one, I've quoted the ayat of the Quran, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow in the footsteps of shaitan. This is all the handiwork of shaitan. Be it Christmas, be it Easter, be it any other festival that especially has a pagan roots, me and you, and we should avoid our children, we should educate our children. Okay, you know, what is a Muslim doing with a Christmas tree and crackers and, I don't know, candles and everything else in a Muslim home? It is shocking now in Muslim countries, they are celebrating Halloween's party in Riyadh and Jeddah. In Riyadh and Jeddah, they are celebrating Halloween's party. Now, mashallah, you go to UAE now, you go to Dubai, and you got Muslims that are going into Hindu temples and opening their Hindu temples. The Quran is very, very clear in this regards. Number one, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow in the footsteps of shaitan. Me and you, every single day, we are making one dua. And what is that dua we are making in Surah Al-Fatiha? اِهْدِنَا الصَّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. What is the straight path? Not the path of al-maghdub alayhim wala al-dallin. Not the path of those who have earned your anger and not those who have gone astray. And in Surah Al-Nisa, Allah Ta'ala explains who is an'amta alayhim. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصَّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. They are the four categories of people that you and I need to follow. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith that I quoted in the beginning, it's a hadith from Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah has quoted the hadith from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah has also quoted the hadith as well. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Anyone who follows and imitates a community is amongst them. Is amongst them. You got the hadith of Sayyidina, or the statement of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. He says, any Muslim who lives in a non-Muslim country. Now, just, inshallah, open our ears to this, inshallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As is the sahabi who had the biggest compilation of hadith. Anyone who lives in a non-Muslim country and then dresses like them, and celebrates their Nairoz. Nairoz is the new Islamic, is their new year. I.e., someone who celebrates a new year, Nairoz. حُشِرَ مَعَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That individual will be raised with them on the day of Qiyamah. That person will be raised with them on the day of Qiyamah. Allama ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, in Majmu' al-Fatawa, has wrote very, very severely in regards to imitation of the non-Muslims. Me and you, in Surah Fatiha, 17 times minimum every day, we are saying, oh Allah, show us the straight path. And the straight path is the path of the Messenger of Allah and the Sahaba. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say, "Man kana mustannan falyastanna biman qad mat." If you want to follow someone, then you follow those who have passed away, i.e. the Sahaba. Why? Because they passed away, mashallah, they have the title, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So we really need to learn, we cannot go in the footsteps of the kuffar. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam says, it's a hadith mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, also mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. And this is an eye-opener for everyone. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ حَذَوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍ لَتَّبَعْتُمُوهُمْ. It's an amazing hadith. Look what Rasulullah is saying. You will most certainly follow in the footsteps of those who went before you. Hand to hand. You know, span by span, and hand span, or cubit by cubit. To the extent, if one of them entered into the hole of a lizard, you will follow suit. What is Rasulullah saying? You tell me, what is Rasulullah saying? Rasulullah is saying, celebrating birthdays, celebrating their festivals, celebrating, I don't know, Valentine's Day, you know, 14th of... You know why? You're going to buy something for your wife. Why you buy it on the 14th of February? Is that the only day you could find? You're going to buy something for your wife, for your children. You only found the 25th of December to buy something for your kids. You want to buy a pumpkin, the only day you found in the entire year was November the 1st or the 31st of October. That's the only day you could find. You know, we need to ask ourselves, what is Rasulullah saying? Look what Rasulullah is saying. A lizard, when it makes his hole, into the in the jungle, in the desert. I'm sure everyone knows, what is the size of a lizard hole? What is the size of a lizard hole? It's very small. What is the Messenger of Allah saying? Is it possible for a human to enter the hole of a lizard? Is it possible? It is impossible. So what is the Messenger of Allah saying? If they did something that was absolutely meaningless, doesn't make sense, it's illogical, it's absolutely against your logic. Number two, it is stupid. Because will a human being try and enter into the hole of a lizard? It's stupidity. The Messenger of Allah is saying, if they acted in a stupid manner, if they acted illogically, without, you know, where your aql is completely against it. And then not only that, you know, a hole, a burrow, every other animal, when it makes a hole in order to enter, to safeguard itself from the enemy, it does not make one hole. It makes two. Why? One for entry, one for exit. So it knows, if I've got an entry point, I've got an exit point as well. The only animal who is so stupid, is does not have the capacity to make two holes, is a burrow, is a lizard. Sorry, the lizard. That animal will go through the same hole, it will come out of the same hole. So Messenger of Allah is saying, the person who is hunting that animal will stand there, will wait there. Or example, it can flood it with water and eventually it can force the animal to come out. And that is a destruction of the animal. The Messenger of Allah is saying, if you are going to go into the pathway of those individuals that have gone before you, then you need to know, you are looking at your destruction. You are going to be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are going to follow in the footsteps of those who have gone before you. You know, have you ever realized Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in Makkah Mukarrama, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah did not part his hair. Why? Because the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama used to part their hair. Rasulullah alayhi salam came to Medina Munawwara and he saw the Jews do not part their hair and they do not make a line in the center of the hair. So what did the Messenger of Allah do? He started parting his hair from the center. Why? Because you oppose Khalifu al-Yahud wa al-Nasara. What did Rasulullah alayhi salam say? لا تشبهوا باليهود والنصارى. Don't don't follow in the footsteps of the Jews and the Christians. فَإِنَّ التَّسْلِيمَ الْيَهُودِ بِالْأَصَابِعِ The Jews do salam with their hands. So example, you know, for me and you, we can't do salam like this. Just because someone is far, you show your hand and you do salam in that manner. You know, you say, assalamu alaikum. You say it with your tongue. And do not do salam with your palms. Because the palms, the Christians do salam with their palms. Or your fingers. Don't do it with that. How do you do it? You say, assalamu alaikum, and you do it with your tongue. One person came to the Messenger of Allah and said, asbahta bil khair. Good morning. Good morning. What did Rasulullah say? Don't say that. Say assalamu alaikum. Don't say asbahta bil khair. Ask yourselves, when someone calls, you know it is Abbas on the other line, you've got his phone saved. Why are you saying hello? Ask yourselves, why have we become desensitized from the mention of the fire of hell? Someone can now mention the fire of hell, it doesn't make a difference for me. Why? Because I say hell every day. Hello. You know, we are mentioning hell all the time. So now we become desensitized. You know, someone can mention hell as much as he wants, and this is the fire of hell, it does not have an impact. Why? Because we're saying hello all the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq. And we had the earthquake in Jamaica. This is an eye-opener for everyone. You know, earthquake. Hurricane in Jamaica. You know what's happened there? 37% of their GDP, that is a loss of Jamaica, and they are not going to stand up now soon. They're not going to stand up. 77% of every building that was there is absolute rubble. This is a wake-up call, and it's a manifestation of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah ta'ala can do in the blink of an eye. 185 mile an hour winds have completely caused devastation. You know, do we think it's not going to happen to me and you? It can happen to anyone. We should always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for security, for aman. Inshallah, remember this is a wake-up call for everyone to highlight the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Number two, we learn to rely on Allah and do tawakkul on Allah. And inshallah, that it's a wake-up call that we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
brothers, inshallah, just very quickly, inshallah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, just a few announcements, inshallah. Brother Abid's mother-in-law has been diagnosed with cancer in Pakistan, and she's very, very unwell. Inshallah, please do make dua for her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her healthy and speedy recovery, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her whatever is best for her, inshallah. And everyone who is unwell, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a healthy and speedy recovery. All our brothers and sisters, wherever they may be in the world, who are suffering, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their situation and their difficulties, inshallah. And Allah ta'ala bring about peace, inshallah, especially in Gaza, in Sudan, in Yemen, and in other places of the world where people are suffering, inshallah. Second reminder is, brothers, please, during the khutbah, some of our brothers are on their phones during the khutbah. You have to remember, during the khutbah, the two khutbahs that you have are in place of two rakats of Zuhr Salat. The two rakats, that's why in Jumu'ah Namaz, you only have two rakats. How do you behave in the two rakats of Salat? How can you be on your phone during the khutbah? If you can't leave your phone for 5 minutes during the khutbah, then there is something seriously wrong. This is a very, very bad addiction. It's like a drug addiction. It's another addiction. Okay, you can't even leave your phone for 5 minutes during the khutbah in the masjid, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, inshallah, please, please, and I beg you and I urge you, this is for your own sake. You know, the masala, if someone is talking during Jumu'ah khutbah and you tell him to stop, you know what the Messenger of Allah said? The one who told him to stop, even he has done wrong. Because that's not time for Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi an Munkar. You can't even tell him to stop. Now just imagine you on your phone. So inshallah, please avoid using your phones during the khutbah. The third announcement, inshallah, is next week will be the collection for Gaza, brother Nuruddin's charity. And it's, mashallah, it's our charity. So Seeds of Goodness, inshallah, they will be doing collection next week. So everyone is encouraged, inshallah. Please, you'll have your pay by then, inshallah, so you can bring your donations, inshallah. And brothers, please, inshallah, if you can see any space in front of you, please do fill in the gaps. Brothers who are coming, Brother Zafir, inshallah, if you can just guide them, because there's gaps here, inshallah. Naam, bismillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله وراقبوه في السر والعلن واعلموا أن من أعظم البلايا التي أبتلي بها كثير من المسلمين في هذا الزمان التشبه بالكفار في أقوالهم وأفعالهم في لباسهم وهيئاتهم في أعيادهم وعاداتهم حتى صار كثير من المسلمين يفرح بما يفرح به الكافر ويحزن لما يحزن به الكافر ويفتخر بما افتخر به الكافر قال سبحانه وتعالى ثم جعلناك على شريعة من الأمر فاتبعها ولا تتبع أهواء الذين لا يعلمون أيها الأحبة، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. رواه أبو داود بسند حسن. قال ابن تيمية رحمه الله: هذا الحديث أقل أحواله أن يقتضي تحريم التشبه بهم، وإن كان ظاهره يقتضي كفر من تشبه بهم في أمور الكفر. انظروا إلى حال كثير من شباب المسلمين اليوم، يقلدون الكفار في اللباس الفاضح وفي الاحتفالات الباطلة كرأس السنة وهالوين وغيرها من أعياد الجاهلية، ونسوا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لتتبعن السنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بشبر وذراعا بذراع، حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب لاتبعتموه. قالوا: اليهود والنصارى. قال: فمن؟ متفق عليه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف الرحيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه، والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. أيها الإخوة في الله، إن واجب المسلم أن يعتز بدينه وأن يفتخر بهويته الإسلامية، لا أن يتنكر لها أو يقلد غيره طلبًا للقبول أو الشهرة. قال سبحانه وتعالى: ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين وللمؤمنين. قال الحسن البصري رحمه الله: لو كان الناس كلهم على طريق هدى فاتبعهم، ولكن إذا مالوا عن الهدى فلا تتبعهم، فإن الطريق واضح. واعلموا يا عباد الله أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علمه سبحانه وتعالى، حيث قال: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. اللهم ارزقنا اتباع سنة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونجنا من التشبه بأعدائنا، واجعلنا من الذين يعتزون بديننا وشريعتنا. اللهم أصلح شباب المسلمين، اللهم اهد نساءنا، اللهم رد الأمة إلى دينك ردا جميلا، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please make sure your gaps are filled in, inshallah. Your phones on silent, brothers, inshallah. Your garments above the ankles for the duration of salah, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
صفوا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. تحيات لله والسلام عليكم. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.